A while back, y'all, I went to Albany, my hometown, to visit with Bubbles, Susan Green, and of course, naturally, my Aunt Peggy. Well, it was Susan's mother's birthday, and I can't remember, 93 or 94. Anyway, she's a doll of a lady. And so Susan threw her a birthday party, a luncheon with all of her little friends. And I'm telling you what, that room was full of white hair, honey, like you have never seen. And we had such a good time. And my sweet girls, Suzette and Amy Dupuy. Yes. So anyway, the name of the restaurant is Sass. And these two girls were daughters of my best friend in the world, Susan Dupuy, who has since passed away. But I just love those girls, and they can cook like you wouldn't believe. So they catered the luncheon, and then Susan had ordered a special cake for her mother, and it was beautiful. In fact, I tried to replicate it in a show on Positively Paula. Mine wasn't as fancy as hers, but it was still great. But anyway, I'm standing up here talking about all this stuff. Why don't I just show y'all? It was fun. Those old ladies, they were cute. You know, I almost say when I go home to a class reunion, I don't go back as Paula Deen. I go back as Paula Hires. You know, that's how we all remember each other. Diane Tedder, that's her maiden name. Marilyn Milson, that's her maiden name. Gail Hughes, that's her maiden name. You know, it's like we pick up where we left off. And of course, in high school, none of us were married. So it's that person that was 49 or 50 years ago. Hey y'all, this weekend I'm headed to Albany, Georgia, the place that I was born, and I am going back for my 49th class reunion, y'all. We're celebrating the class of 64 and the class of 65 together. I'm class of 65, so I'm 49. Class of 64 is their big 50th. I'm so excited. If you've never been to one of your high school class reunions, I so encourage y'all to go, because things just change so. You know, when you're in high school, you got your little cliques and little groupie groupies here and groupie groupies there. But after all these years, you know, it's just like one big united class. And we are who we are. We've accomplished what we're going to accomplish. And we accept each other for whomever we are and how we've turned out. And we just get together, go back down the road 49 years ago, reminisce, and take all these memories home with us and wait for the next reunion. Now, when we get there tonight, we're going to walk in to a party that is thrown for the matriarchs of Albany, Georgia. They're the creme de la creme of old Albany. And it's Ring Ring Susan, or Bubbles, as you may know her. It's her mother's birthday. My girls are going to be doing the catering. You know, the Sweet and Savory sisters, they're like kind of my girls too. So it's going to be extra fun. And I'll tell y'all, Susan is as nervous as a hot cat, because she's going to have 25 or 30 people over 85. And she's so afraid she's going to have to do CPR or the hiney lick on them. Y'all just keep your fingers crossed that we get through the night. Y'all, I had forgotten how beautiful that Middle Georgia and Southwest Georgia, the cotton fields just went on for acres and acres and acres, and it looked like the fields were just covered in snow. And I made the comment to Michael, I said, "Doesn't it look like snow, Michael?" He said, "Paula, to me, it reminds me of the water it just shimmers. And this goes on for miles and miles and miles. And then we come up on incredible sunflower fields that just go on for acres. And like I said, I had forgotten how beautiful it was.
Hey, welcome to Albany. Boys, y'all come on in. I'm having a Southern picnic supper tonight for my mother's belated birthday. And you have never been to anything like this before, and I promise you, you won't ever go to anything like this again. But come on, I want y'all to meet everybody and see what we're doing. This is a group of ladies. Youngest is 88, oldest is 94. You're going to see wheelchairs, walkers, canes, and probably a lot of blurs and blips in between. But they love it. I did it a couple of months ago, and the notes that I got were just fabulous. And we're doing it again. So come on, come on. And the ladies are all gathered in the great room. Y'all talking?
Oh, are we supposed to talk?
We got Juju here and Carolyn.
We're so glad to be here.
These are all of my mother's friends. Lifelong friends, neighborhood friends,
and
long-time friends. This is Anita, and this is Marie, and they are neighborhood friends of my mother's and daddy's. And we've got Alice over here, Alice's daughter, and I grew up together. Doris Lorig over there, we're lifelong friends. Peggy Gillibo that lived next door to, how many years? 35 years lived next door to mother and daddy, and I grew up knowing her. And we've got my mother over here, the birthday girl, and Mary Russell. So, all right. And I got Doris, I got them all. All right, come on out to the kitchen where the girls are cooking. Girls!
Hey!
Hey, what y'all cooking?
Honey,
come on, girls!
We cooking!
Come on, boys!
Slaving.
Woo.
Over here.
Slaving. I'm going to tell you a little secret. I told the girls when they were preparing the meal, they don't cut real well with their knives. So we don't want to have to cut 26 chicken breasts. So we need stuff that we can just, not that they're
finger
that
food.
Old, but yeah, we need finger food, but good soul food, finger food.
Well, you fixing to get it, sister.
I promise you, nobody's allergic to anything in this group.
Well, we
if they've
not.
Lived this long, they've eaten it all.
That's true. That's true.
I can't worry about them anymore, let me tell you.
Mm. I love to bake bread with butter.
It's good like that.
It sure is.
Because it's good.
It is.
Good. All right, I'm going to go and check inside
all
and see
right,
if Aunt
well,
Peggy
we'll
came, because if she didn't, I'm going to send my field to go get her.
Okay.
All right. You girls got the kitchen under control?
We got
yes,
it,
ma'am.
Sister.
We're going to be coming in a minute.
All right, let's get it on, sister.
All right.
All right, ladies. We've got place cards for everybody. I've got 12 in the dining room, card table outside, inside, and a round table up here. So find your name and sit down, and then we will serve you. Okay? Virginia, you're in here. Juju, you're outside, I believe, at one of those tables.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Marie, I think you're in the dining room. Nita, you're outside. Glad's in here. Mariella is right down there. Go with Marie. I think you're inside at the table. I tell you what, y'all are like, I gotta herd y'all in here. I'm gonna wrangle y'all up. No, Alice, you're at the round table with Mother.
I'm just wondering.
I know. Okay, come on. We're going to find your place. I think you're over here. Oh, I'm working up a sweat, and I'm ready to eat. I tell you what, trying to get these little ladies where they're supposed to go in this confined area is difficult. They can get here, believe me. Give them an invitation and party on. So we're going to picnic now.
I got it.
Okay. And what color? All right, we've got a warm chicken salad, traditional deviled eggs. We've got grilled pimento cheese sandwich with a sliced red tomato on it. We got fried green tomatoes with a dollop of
dill mayonnaise,
and then black-eyed pea relish. And then we've got roasted root vegetables with a pine nut pesto.
There's blue.
Let me get them and put them back here for you.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel.
So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.
Okay, come on, Phil, come on. We've got some special guests, and my guests don't know this guest is coming. What a thrill, what a thrill, what a thrill. Come on. Come on. Oh, she's here. She's here. It's like Santa. They're going to just absolutely go ape when they hear.
Are they going to be able to see me?
Yes. Yes, they're going to be able to see me. And Michael's here, too.
Will they hear me? Where's your mama? Your mama's
in the
daddy room,
right? Yes, yes.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! How are you? Good to see you. Hey, ladies, I'm Paula.
No.
And this is Michael. We've come for your birthday. Well, Susan has kept all this top secret.
Yes. I've tried.
Yes.
I have tried.
Yes, this
you
is.
You said it was not.
Well, I know. Well, it's a belay.
Like I said, Ring, she was keeping this under lock and key. I heard about y'all's last luncheon. How wonderful it was.
It was.
And this is the thing of the past, isn't it?
Yeah.
Y'all don't do things like this anymore, do you?
We're having a southern picnic with linen, napkins, silver,
real linen,
China, and
real silver.
And real crystal.
Oh, that hair is so pretty. Oh, my gosh, I'm so glad to see y'all.
Can you
hey, ladies,
all
how are y'all? I'm Paula. And I see you've already met Michael.
Yes.
This is just wonderful. That we're all together to celebrate Ring Ring's birthday.
Listen, we did it 3 months ago, and we just celebrated being together.
This is just wonderful.
Right here.
Hey, Marvie.
Oh, they cooking.
Baby. Oh, you know my baby.
Isn't it delicious?
So, what did you like best, Mary Brown?
Oh, grilled pimento cheese sandwich.
Wasn't that good?
Fried green tomato.
Oh, no. Yeah.
The vegetables were different. That was good.
Those were root vegetables and had a little pesto sauce on them.
Uh huh.
They were good, weren't they?
Yeah, delicious.
Uh huh. Different and good.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, let's go see what these ladies are doing. It's almost time for the wonderful dessert. Did y'all enjoy your picnic supper?
How beautiful! Come on, you can do it. You can do it. I'll help you.
I tell you what, let me get you a knife and you cut it here and then we'll do the other dessert too. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's just beautiful. And it's delicious.
Isn't it good?
It's so pound cakey.
It is three layers that are this thick. It's pound cake. But she does the colors. Come on, ladies. We're going to corral up and have our picture made. Come on, Doris. Y'all get in. Y'all come. Where's Sandra with the camera? Have you tried to move 26 that can hardly move, walk, eat, or chew? I'm just thank you, God, for not letting anyone choke.
Y'all are so beautiful.
I mean,
right.
Gives me chills.
All right, she's gonna get in the next one.
Oh, okay.
How perfect. All right, Paula, get in there with them so we can
What a privilege it is. Y'all truly are the creme de la creme of Albany, Georgia.
You
and what a
it.
Privilege it is for me to be here amongst you fine, fine women. All right, where can I get? Do any of y'all still play bridge?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Is she the oldest?
Yes. Yes. And you look like you're about 20.
You've done so much. I don't know.
I'm so glad
you
did this.
It was wonderful. I appreciate it so much.
Oh, I'm so glad
you did this. It does slant down.
It slants.
Thank you.
Well, I just have to say that this party, I'm going to have a chin.
Was the bad daddy.
No, y'all did a beautiful job.
It was just beautiful.
It was.
It was great. When I stood on the front porch and helping those little ladies get down, one went, I got it. And I said, yes, ma'am. And she goes, I sure did enjoy myself. This was a beautiful party. And I said, did y'all have any idea that Paula was coming? Not a clue.
One of them said this was better than a little girl waiting for Santa Claus.
Oh.
Now that's a best compliment. Mm-hmm.
It is.
What time does the reunion start tomorrow night?
6:30, is that right?
6:30.
But in the morning, Brandon said that you needed to do some downtime, so he said to make you an appointment with the lady that I go to for facials.
Are you kidding? You need to do that.
And then
I've had one facial in my whole entire life.
Are you kidding?
Well, you will just be hooked.
I've only had one facial.
Your face will glow like a baby's butt.
Well,
just like Susan's.
It takes a lot to make this old face glow.
You've got beautiful skin.
Thank you.
But it's been a wonderful evening, and thank you.
So if y'all like that, tune in next week for part two, because there was definitely more.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.